Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Our mission today is maybe a bit unexpected. We're not digging into stocks or global events.
Yep.
Instead, we're zeroing in on, well, the very specific claims and the language used in an online ad for spiritual services.
Yeah, it's a really interesting slice of modern marketing, isn't it? We're using just one source. It's an excerpt about black magic removal and spiritual protection.
And the key detail. Offered specifically in Quebec City.
Exactly. That location tag is what first caught my eye. You've got this ancient concept marketed for a very specific modern Canadian city.
It's that contrast, right?
Yeah.
The idea of black magic bumping up against, you know, a defined municipal area. It immediately makes you think.
Makes you think about credibility, maybe localization. The language isn't vague. It's actually quite direct. It sets up a threat, offers the fix, lists the tools.
Right.
So for you listening, the real insight comes from looking at how they define their market and their methods.
Okay, so let's unpack this then. Our goal here is to figure out what exactly this service says it removes. What tools, what methods does it claim it uses?
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, what's the promised result for someone in Quebec City seeking this kind of help?
Good plan. So maybe start with the authority. Like, who is actually making these claims?
Okay, yeah. Section one gets into the practitioner and the problem they're tackling. The provider is named very clearly a skilled astrologer, astrologer Akshay Khanna.
Right.
So that immediately frames it, doesn't it? The solution isn't just general spiritual advice. It's coming from, you know, an astrologer.
And it's not just a name. They give concrete contact info, an email address, masterakshaykhanna2999@gmail.com.
Yep.
And a phone number, a +1-647 number.
+1-647-229-2199.
So you see the contrast again. They're dealing with evil forces, but you reach them via Gmail and a mobile number. It kind of bridges that gap between the ethereal and the everyday.
I think what's really key, strategically speaking, is how they set up the enemy first. The source uses two terms. Evil forces, and also negative energy. Why both, you think?
Well, that's smart, actually. Evil forces sounds really serious, right?
Huh.
Like a direct intentional attack, classic black magic stuff.
Definitely.
But negative energy, that's much broader, more common, maybe easier to sort of pick up accidentally. It widens the potential customer base, covers both the extreme and the, well, more everyday spiritual discomfort.
Oh, okay. Like a catch-all diagnosis. And speaking of diagnosis, they don't just say he can fix it. The ad claims he can recognize negative energy.
Yes, that's crucial. It positions the astrologer as a kind of gatekeeper, someone who can spot the hidden danger.
Right.
It really emphasizes that diagnostic skill. He's not just waiting for you to tell him what's wrong. He can actively detect these unseen problems. It boosts his expertise, gives him control of the narrative.
And this is where, for me, it gets really interesting defining the actual solution.
Mm.
It's not just removal. That sounds a bit basic, like pulling a splinter. They frame it as spiritual cleansing and aura protection. Much deeper.
Yeah, that's the move from just like extraction to full-on restoration. Spiritual cleansing suggests you yourself have been kind of contaminated and need purifying.
Okay.
And aura protection, well, that's clearly preventative, like a shield against future attacks. So they're selling ongoing defense, not just a one-off cure. It's more like a wellness plan than emergency surgery.
Okay, so if that's the diagnosis and the overall goal, let's get into the toolbox. Section two, the specific services. What exactly does the source say they do?
Right, the methods. The source lists four specific things under the Black Magic Removal in Quebec City heading. And looked at together, they suggest a kind of process.
Okay, the four listed are, number one, expert spiritual healing. Two, aura protection.
Mm-hmm.
Three, energy cleansing. And four, potent rituals.
So let's think about how those fit together. Why that specific mix?
Well, expert spiritual healing, that sounds like fixing the damage that's already been done, right? The emotional hit from the negative energy.
Yeah.
Sort of like spiritual first aid.
I could see that. And maybe the energy cleansing is the step before. Like you have to clean the environment, sweep out that general negative energy we talked about before you do the main event.
Yeah, prep the area.
Otherwise, maybe the ritual won't stick or something.
Okay, makes sense. And aura protection, we already said, that's the shield, the long-term defense against future evil forces.
Right.
But the one that really jumps out, for me, anyway, is the last one. Potent rituals. Why potent, not just rituals?
That word choice is key, isn't it? Potent. It signals power, effectiveness, maybe something special, exclusive even.
Right.
It lifts it above just, you know, saying a prayer or lighting a candle. It suggests a really specialized, maybe more intense intervention designed specifically to, and they say this, get rid of evil forces. It helps justify the service, maybe the cost.
It also suggests a kind of package deal, doesn't it? Like, the energy cleansing clears the space, the aura protection guards it later, but the potent rituals are the main event, the heavy lifting. So you see a sequence. Check the damage, clean the space, do the big ritual, set up the defenses. It's a whole system.
Exactly. A layered approach. Yeah. And that detailed structure is how they communicate expertise. They aren't just selling you hope. They're selling a process with defined steps. Find the bad energy, protect the aura, do these powerful rituals. That detail builds confidence, at least within their framework.
Okay, so the process is laid out.
Right.
Section 3 then moves to the results. What's the promise payoff? If the rituals work, what does the client actually get back?
Yeah, the ROI, basically. The source is very specific here. It says the potent rituals are meant to bring back three key things into your life. These are the ultimate selling points.
And those three are harmony, wealth, and optimism. What strikes me there is the jump from, well, the spiritual realm straight to the very tangible.
That's the core of the marketing, really. Connecting the spiritual work to concrete real-world outcomes. Harmony,
yeah.
Okay, that's inner peace, better relationships maybe, restoring balance.
Right, psychological state.
Optimism, that's mindset,
easy.
Right? Getting back a positive outlook.
Yeah.
Shifting your attitude.
But wealth, that one's different. It links the spiritual cleansing directly to money, to material gain.
It does.
When they promise wealth, are they talking like a lottery win or just better luck with finances, does it say?
Well, that's the clever part, isn't it? The language is kind of deliberately ambiguous. They don't promise you'll win the lottery tomorrow.
Okay.
But the clear implication is this negative energy, this black magic, was blocking your prosperity. So if we remove the blockage.
Right.
Wealth naturally returns. It taps into financial hopes by blaming misfortune on something external and crucially fixable.
Ah, so it wasn't your bad decisions. It was these evil forces messing with your money flow.
Pretty much. So if you look at the big picture, they're essentially selling a total life makeover, right? Inner peace with harmony, financial security with wealth, and a positive attitude with optimism. They're hitting the big three areas of modern anxiety using the spiritual framework. And just to underline, this isn't some ancient text we're analyzing from centuries ago. The source gives the website, astrologerakshakana.com, specifically the page for black magic removal in Quebec City.
Right.
It confirms this is an active business right now, selling these services based on these exact terms.
That commercial reality brings us right to the wrap-up.
Yeah.
This deep dive has let us really boil down the service to its essence.
Yeah.
It's a complete package offered by astrologer Akshay Khanna, specifically targeting Quebec City, aimed at getting rid of these defined negative forces.
And using a very specific process, expert healing, energy cleansing, aura protection, and those potent rituals.
All leading to that promised land of harmony, wealth, and optimism. That whole structure problem, process, promise. That's the sales pitch.
So what's the takeaway for you listening? I think this deep dive really shows how these kinds of spiritual services use very targeted, detailed language.
Yeah.
They use it to, first, define the problem in a way that makes their solution necessary. And second, to promise really clear, highly desirable results. The black magic removal part is almost just the entry ticket to selling what people really want, happiness and prosperity.
That structure is definitely the key insight. Which leaves us with a final thought. If the ultimate goal being sold is the return of harmony, wealth, and optimism, how does framing the problem as needing black magic removal actually shape how a client thinks about happiness itself?
Good question.
And maybe on a more practical level, if the internet lets these services reach anyone, anywhere, why specifically anchor these potent rituals to a place like Quebec City? What's the strategic value of that specific location? Something for you to think about.